Using Come Follow Me for primary. Preparing to teach in primary. Personal and family study at home should be the center of gospel learning. This is true for you and for the children you teach. As you prepare to teach, start by having your own experiences in the scriptures. Your most important preparation will occur as you search the scriptures and seek the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Come Follow Me for individuals and families is also an important part of both your personal study and your preparation to teach. It will help you gain a deeper understanding of the doctrinal principles found in the scriptures. During your preparation, thoughts and impressions will come to you about the children you teach. You will receive insights about how the principles in the scriptures will bless their lives. You will be guided to inspire them to discover those principles as they learn from the scriptures for themselves and with their families. Remember to be sensitive to children whose family circumstances may not support regular family scripture study and family home evening. Teaching ideas. As you prepare to teach, you might gain additional inspiration by exploring the teaching outlines in this resource. Don't think of these ideas as step-by-step instructions, but rather as suggestions to spark your own inspiration. You know these children, and you will get to know them even better as you interact with them in class. The Lord knows them too, and He will inspire you with the best ways to teach and bless them. Many other resources are available for you to use as you prepare, including ideas in Come Follow Me for individuals and families and church magazines. For more information about these and other resources, see Additional Resources for Teaching Children in this resource. Some things to keep in mind. Parents have the main responsibility to teach their children. As a teacher, you have an important responsibility to support, encourage, and build upon gospel learning in the home. Be sensitive to children whose parents do not teach the gospel in their home. Include all children in gospel discussions, regardless of their home circumstances. Repetition is good. Children learn gospel truths more effectively when these truths are taught repeatedly through a variety of activities. If you find that a learning activity is effective for the children, consider repeating it, especially if you are teaching younger children. You might also review an activity from a previous lesson. Heavenly Father wants you to succeed as a teacher. He has provided many resources to help you, including teacher council meetings. In these meetings, you can counsel with other teachers about challenges you face. You can also discuss and practice principles of Christ-like teaching. If you are teaching younger children and need additional help, see Meeting the Needs of Younger Children in this resource. This resource includes outlines for every week of the year, except for the two Sundays when General Conference is held. On Sundays when primary is not held because of state conference or for any other reason, families should continue reading the Book of Mormon at home according to the schedule outlined. In order to keep your primary class on schedule, you may choose to either skip a lesson or combine two lessons. To avoid confusion, primary presidents may wish to advise teachers about these adjustments ahead of time.